104.5 The Zone, 717 The Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. There have been some coaching moves in this town in college basketball in recent weeks. Lipscomb has hired Lenny Acuff, a very well-respected coach who'd been at Alabama Huntsville and a great run there. And he joins us now to talk about starting his new job. Lenny, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Why was this a good opportunity for you to kind of step out and try something new after a lot of years in Huntsville?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think ultimately for me, when we have had several opportunities to maybe make moves since we're in Huntsville, but it just got to the point where I felt like it was time. I felt like if we were going to do it, I wanted to be somewhere that I felt like there could be some consistency in our philosophy that lined up with the school, that we could recruit the same kind of kids we recruit to Huntsville. Most people don't know a lot about Huntsville, but the University of Alabama Huntsville is a really high academic school. It's a big time engineering school. And so you're always recruiting more high school kids, kids that are, you probably have to be more of a developmental program at that level. And I felt like you could do that at Lipscomb as well. And, once I came up and talked to him a couple of weeks ago, I felt like there was a lot of alignment. So it was time, and we're excited and thankful to be here.
When you first looked at the Lipscomb roster, did you say, wait a minute, they had how many seniors?
Yeah, you know, that is absolutely been a little bit eye-opening for sure. And I knew it before I took it. Philip Hutchinson, the athletic director, has been fantastic. He's been real upfront and honest. He said, look, I mean, guys, they're losing 6,000 points. It's no longer they, it's we. Make that up. And then, you know, the day before I got here, their point guard decided to transfer. And so, you know, it has been challenging, but it's been good. It's kind of reinvigorated me. You know, when you've been somewhere a long time, sometimes there's, I don't think comfortable is the right word, but sometimes you need to get stretched. And this last 2.5 weeks has done that for us because we've sure hit the ground running and really worked hard. I'm really thankful for the 8 guys that were with us that are staying. They've been great. The returning players have been great. I feel like we've got a chance to have a really good recruiting year. Now, we're going to be extremely young. But as you know, when the thing also they lost was just a lot of guys that played in huge games, things that you can't give kids. You just sure. – You want them to experience it, but you can't give it to them. It's something they have to go and do. But I do think it's an opportunity for us to capitalize on the brand being out there a little further. There are more people watch Lipscomb play basketball this March than probably ever.
Lenny, you're known for having well-schooled teams. How difficult is it to keep coming up with new concepts in today's college game?
Well, you know, the game has really changed. I was actually watching a little bit of the NBA game last night, and it's just, it really is different. I think one thing that's changed a lot, guys, is just technology. It used to be you could be fairly smoke and mirrors with some things, and not a lot of people saw as much film or video. Now you can't do that. You have to have a lot of flow to your offense. It has to be fast-paced. I think the players have to have more freedom. But I think also within that freedom, you can have structure. And, but we work really hard to, I always say, stay ahead of the posse. You know, you want to make sure that you're trying to constantly evolve and come up with new ideas and new concepts. And we've done, I think, a good job of that. But, you know, every year is a new challenge. And then also new team, there's going to be a challenge. But I feel really good about the staff we're putting together. I think we'll have a lot of guys that can teach, a lot of guys that can recruit. And, it'll take some time. I think by March, I think we'll have a chance to really have a team that's fun to watch.
Lenny Acuff is our guest, new head basketball coach at Lipscomb.
Well, Lenny, I mean, speaking of that, what was your expectation, I guess, on style of play? Or if you had all the right players that you really wanted and recruited, do you want to be that 3-point shooting, fast pace, or fast break? Or do you want to be the slow it down? We run isolations. What kind of things do you want to do based off the players?
We're really big on ball and player movement. I don't like the ball to stick. I think, you know, you want 5 guys that can function as one. I think when the ball moves and players move, the opportunity to drive the ball, to get to drive and kick threes, is a big part of what we try to do. And a lot of people think pace is all about 94 feet, you know, from baseline to baseline. I think you can have equal pace in the half court. We don't want to slow down. You know, if you watch the really good offensive teams at the highest level, the ball moves. Mm-hmm. And we say let the ball talk. And when the ball talks, good things happen. And But we do have some nice pieces coming back. You know, you've got your starting two guard back and Michael Buckman. And, you know, they're probably their most productive guy in the league off the bench last year was Hassan Asadula. And he's 6'9", 270. And, man, is he skilled. He's going to be a really good player. And we've got some other guys that have a chance to help us. We need Andrew Fleming, who's a Nashville kid, to have a good year as a senior. But we really like guys that are skilled. It's hard to play the game now if you can't shoot. Mm. It really makes it difficult. And I don't care what you do on offense or how you play. If that ball doesn't go in the goal, it's a hard game. Mm. And for guys that can't score the ball, sometimes it's challenging to get them involved.
Mm. I know it was difficult, but how difficult was it to leave the players that you recruited previously, they've just only been there a short stint, let's say a couple years. And
yeah,
leave it back, because I'm sure you'd be like, oh, I'm never going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, an opportunity presented itself.
It was very, very difficult. By far the most difficult thing in the process, because we actually had won 24 games this year, only had one senior on scholarship, and had nine of our top 10 players back. Their three leading scorers are sophomores. So, even though it's hard to leave that, I feel good knowing they're in a good place. They're going to be very, very good. But it's just the relationships that you have with those kids, because there's a lot of equity and a lot of investment that is difficult. And we tried to have a program, not just a team. And so there's a lot that you put into that. And then also with them understanding it, I used to get that question a lot. Will you be here? And I always told them, I said, if I did leave, you and your parents would both know, hey, this was something he had to do. I would never have made a lateral move, and I never had any interest in any jobs at that level. I had several opportunities to go be assistants at the highest level. I didn't really want to do that. I felt like I wanted to be a head coach, and the opportunity to do it at Lipscomb, which just has an amazing basketball tradition. And then also, to live in Nashville. I mean, what a great city. I mean, you guys know, and I'm excited about being a part of the community. And there's obviously been a lot of change in the coaching circles here, and I'm excited to be a part of Nashville basketball. With great high school coaches, great high school basketball, and just the opportunity to live in Nashville.
Speaking of Lenny Acuff, the newly minted head basketball coach at Lipscomb, and Lenny, you come in here very well versed in the history of Lipscomb basketball, going all the way back to Coach Don Meyer. You went to his camps, didn't you?
Yeah. I did, actually, I think all the way back to the seventh grade. And I just thought and I'm not saying this because I'm the coach at Lipscomb now, guys. If you talk to real basketball people from many, many years ago, the greatest teacher of the game was Don Meyer. We still do a lot of things that I learned from him when I was in the seventh and eighth grade. I mean, this is not rocket science. If you can dribble, pass, and shoot, you can play. Mm-hmm. And he was an unbelievable teacher. He was way ahead of his time. And so I really take that seriously. I coached against Coach Meyer, coached against him three times and went 0-3, which a lot of people did. But I learned an awful lot. I tell our guys, you don't necessarily lose. You have an opportunity to learn. He taught me a lot, and he was really good to me. And, his family's been a big part of the Lipscomb Fiber for a long time. But it is, there's a lot of tradition here. And when you talk in basketball circles across the United States, when you say Lipscomb, everybody thinks of basketball, and there's a lot of respect for it.
Yeah, it's one thing to take over a program where the coach has been fired and you're starting at ground zero. That is certainly not the case, with Casey Alexander taking the team to the NIT finals and the year before the NCAA tournament. What are your thoughts, on embarking on this journey, having such a tough act to follow?
Yeah, and that's what I was wanting to talk about next. Casey did an unbelievable job. I think when you look at, they've had struggles at the Division I level, and Casey looked it right in the face, went and said it can be done. I thought he did a great job of reinvigorating Lipscomb basketball at the Division I level. And it's not going to be easy. I know that. There'll be probably a lot of comparisons, particularly since he's right down the street. But I've known Casey for a long time, and we're friends, and I have a ton of respect for him. And, I told him when I visited with him about the job, success has footprints. And, we're not going to be prideful. We're going to try to look at the things they did and be willing to keep those in place, and also hopefully add some things that will enable us to establish it. I have a ton of respect for Casey. He'll do a great job at Belmont, and You know, I've known Coach Bird, and he's been a friend of mine for an awfully long time. And, you know, that just my level of respect for both of those guys is off the charts. And you know, it'll take time. It's not going to be easy, and I know that. But I think I've done it long enough that there won't be panic. I know that there's going to be bumps in the road, which every season has, and there's going to be challenges, but we're just going to stay the course. You know, a week ago, it didn't look great for our recruiting class, and starting to come together. We got really good news yesterday, and I think we're close to getting a couple of more really good players, and you just got to keep on keeping on. And hopefully the experience I've had of doing it for 30 years will help in that regard. When I was younger, it wouldn't have been the case, but now hopefully we can stay the course.
So have you been on a Bird scooter or anything like that since you've been in Nashville, you know, kind of getting used to learning your way around here?
No, I tell you what, what I've done, guys, I actually have been in my office, and I'm staying in a hotel on campus. So if it's not within about a 3-block radius, I haven't seen it. But I am looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to being a part of Nashville and listening to you guys in the morning and getting to know what, you know, being Nashvillians about. I'm excited about all the opportunities that come with it.
Staying ahead of the posse is what Lenny said. Thank you so much for the time. Really enjoyed visiting with you this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. We'll see you. Lipscomb head basketball coach Lenny Acuff joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. Impressive, dude.
Yep. Hutch did his homework, and I think he made a really good hire.